Welcome to the Pure Flicks Podcast, a show brought to you by PureFlicks.com. PureFlicks.com, the faith, family, and fun video streaming service. Get ready for uplifting news, scripture, movie reviews, and interviews with some of your favorite actors, authors, and pastors. Let's get started.
Hey, what's going on? It's Billy Hollowell, and welcome to the Pure Flicks Podcast. I am super excited to be here today. We are diving into a new year, 2022, and one of the things we wanted to do on the podcast today is to reflect on where we've been. Where has Pure Flicks been in 2021, and where do we plan to go next? What is coming in 2022? There is so much to talk about: new shows, new movies, new exciting projects, and there's also a lot of victories and really fun things to reflect on from 2021. And so I figured, who better to bring on than Sherry Rigby? You know her as an actress. She's also a Pure Flicks spokesperson, and Sherry is a great friend of mine. And so we're going to break down where we've been and where we're going. So with no further ado, let's welcome Sherry Rigby to the Pure Flicks Podcast. Hey, Sherry, how's it going today?
Hey, Billy, it's so good to see you. I'm doing great.
Well, I'm excited because we get a chance to kind of talk today, reflect on 2021, look ahead to 2022. And before we even get into it, though, I want to pray. I want to pray and just thank God for all we've had and seen happen at Pure Flicks over the past year. So we'll bow our heads. Everybody watching, say a quick prayer with us. Lord, we just thank you for this time today. We thank you for this discussion. I ask that you would bless our conversation. And Lord, we're just so grateful for all that has happened over the past year, the amazing content that has been brought to us that we've been able to share with the world, Lord. And we are just so grateful and so thankful for another year that is coming. We ask that you would bless everybody who's watching this or listening to this. Bless Sherry. And again, Lord, just bless this conversation. In the name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Sherry, I don't know. There's a million things I want to talk about today and a number of things I want to focus on. You actually came to Pure Flicks this year as a spokesperson, as somebody who has been in Hollywood for a long time now and has helped really bring so much amazing faith content to the masses. And I actually want to start with you a little bit and your story. And then I want to talk about kind of a look back and what we've been able to do this year. But you, what has been the most incredible part? I'll just throw this question out to you about your journey in Hollywood, being able to actually bring this content to people.
Gosh, such a great question. And every year I love to reflect on that, of what God has done in my life. And every year it's such a moment to sit and reflect on the goodness of God. You know, I usually do that every year around my fireplace. I think people, you know, hear me talk about that. You know, it has been such a journey for me, because I know that God started my journey in on holy ground in a church coffee shop, and he's taken me through this process of being able to tell really impactful stories. And, you know, everything from working with the Irwin brothers in October Baby to, you know, working on a movie called Wildflower to, you know, working with the Kendricks and now working behind the camera as well. And so I feel blessed with every story that I get to tell, and just to be able to influence a culture. And I think the coolest thing is every story that I get to touch in some way, shape, or form, whether it's in front of the camera or behind it, not only am I hopefully influencing the story by things that I can actually bring authentically from my own life, but I also think as every one of those stories actually impact me and make me a better person as well. They really do remind me of who I am, whose I am, and how I can continue to influence the culture through storytelling.
Well, and you came to Pure Flicks this year and brought all of that into Pure Flicks. And, you know, it was amazing, you know, getting a chance to see you in the PureFlix commercial that was out this year, and knowing your heart and how passionate you are about this content and about reaching people with amazing storytelling. You know, I think back on the year, and I've got some notes in front of me because there was so much. There was so much that happened this year that was incredible. Risen came to the PureFlix platform, which is just a really powerful film. There was also Heaven is for Real and Miracles from Heaven, which are two great movies. What was it like, you know, getting a chance to kind of see those titles as you were coming in? You know, we were seeing those amazing movies come to the masses through PureFlix.
Absolutely. And such a great question for me coming to PureFlix this year. It's really looking back at my journey also, and including that I remember praying all the time saying, you know, God, if I can't do what you want me to do, if I can't be on the projects that you want me on. And as I look back at my journey being, you know, included in movies with Sony and having friendships with Sony, you know, pictures that are creating powerful movies like Risen, creating powerful movies like, you know, Heaven is for Real or, you know, Miracles in Heaven. I mean, these are really powerful movies that did really well. And so for them to finally come to the PureFlix platform, and then for me to look back and now to be part of the PureFlix family is really what I say, the family that has come together between Sony and between PureFlix to see these really powerful movies. I can see that God has a plan, and that he is the one weaving together and working everything for his good. And so as you see these partnerships happen, you see these movies coming to the platform that really do influence a culture. I mean, Risen was one of my favorite movies with Joseph Fiennes. I remember watching that movie years ago on actually the Sony lot and thinking, this is one of my favorite movies. I loved, you know, just the storytelling in it. And so, yeah, for me to be a part of this growth in PureFlix at this time has just really been an honor. And I love it. And I can't wait to see what some of the other Sony picture and other movies that get to come to the platform will be in 2022.
Well, you know, it's interesting too, because, you know, you and I both being a part of the PureFlix family and having a chance to advance faith in family-friendly entertainment, which is so important. There's such an audience for it. You know, we talked about Risen, Miracles from Heaven, all of these movies, and obviously God's Not Dead was one of the first films that really kicked a lot of this off. And it's been so interesting to watch that. But one other area this year, and by the way, and you know this, we have had so many people join the PureFlix community this year, so many more members coming in. I mean, it's been an explosive year for membership and people who are coming in and realizing the value that you and I know is in this content and recognizing things for their family, for themselves, you know, for their kids. There's something really for everyone to consume and to watch. But another area that you, and this is exciting, we've had a chance to work on this together, have worked on is The Woman in My World, your podcast, which I want to talk about because for so long, we've done the PureFlix podcast and it's been a lot of fun. And we'll talk more about that after looking ahead to 2022. But we brought another podcast in, which is yours. And so for those who don't know about that podcast, can you give a little bit of a description about the amazing things you're doing there?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and going back to the PureFlix family, you know, I think that was the highlight and kicking that off for me and bringing the women in my world to the platform was really starting with my story during the commercial that they, you know, they filmed this commercial about me. And it was actually me and my husband in Georgia and all the things that I do along with my husband and our family and what our faith and our freedom and our family means to us. And in that sense, also, I got to share about the women in my world. And that's the podcast that you're talking about. Women have been a very important calling on my life. God called me to women years ago. And so, you know, we got to tap on that a little bit in that commercial, and then also to see how now PureFlix family is actually bringing that to their audience. But The Women in My World is really, it's a podcast that's dedicated to women. It's sharing incredible stories of inspiration and testimonials. Women across the board, whether it's in entertainment, media, whether it's nurses or moms that are stay-at-home moms or just trying to juggle it all. But really, at the end of the day, they want to know that there is a calling on their life and that they get to continue to be purposeful, keeping their eyes on Jesus, knowing that he has them where he has them for such a time as this, and that they get to continue to dream about all the things that God has placed in their heart. And I love it because my guests are dear, dear friends of mine, and that's the women in my world, really, truly are the women in my world who impact me and inspire me, as I hope that I do with them as well. We get to have authentic and very transparent conversations about what it's like to be a mom, a wife, to stay connected to the Lord. How are we impacting other women and empowering them? First and foremost, to be reminded that they're Christ followers first, and then everything follows that. And so I think that the women that have come and joined the platform and are part of this podcast, they really are inspired by women that are in the world, that are doing great things for the world, but they are not part of the world. And that's the difference. And I love that about this podcast. And man, you know, PureFlix family has made my dream come true. We get to take it out to the masses.
Yeah. And I mean, thousands of people immediately started listening to it, which is not something that happens very often with a podcast. I mean, you hit the ground running with it. And, you know, it's interesting because for me as a podcast host and a journalist and a producer, I love hearing authentic content. And the really cool thing about the Women in My World, which, by the way, if you are watching or listening to this, you can find it on your favorite platforms. You can find it over at Edify and on Apple. But the podcast is almost like hanging out with a group of friends, right? Listening to them talk. It's like over coffee, right? And you go really deep on so many important issues. Now, I'm going to ask you, this is going to be a tough question. I'm going to put you on the spot. What has been so far, and you've had a number of episodes now, what has been your favorite conversation so far?
Ooh, that really is a good question, Billy, and a very tough one for me. Because every woman, like I said, is really part of the women in my world. They impact me deeply, and they really do pour into my soul. I will tell you, one of my favorite episodes was really with Shannon Fields. And she was one of my first guest to kick off the podcast. You know, she lost her husband to ALS, and she's also been a woman in my world for a long time, a woman in entertainment. She's a mom. She kicked her career off with the Kendrick brothers. She is a powerhouse for Jesus. And when I interviewed her, her and I were face to face, and we were talking about what she was going through, and you know, we had these really great conversation points, I guess, about being women and how do we handle things. But she looked at me, and I was asking her about how she was doing with losing her husband and where she was at. And she said, you know, she made the comment about going through this very intense time and how hurting is really one of the recovery of it is one of the challenges that she's still facing. And I said, well, how do you define success? And she said, you know, right now for me, defining success is just getting off my couch. And it chokes me up right now because I thought, you know, you are just being so transparent and honest with us. It's not about something big and, you know, shiny and bobbly in front of our you know, view or some title or a new movie or whatever.
Or pretending you're okay when you're not. Pretending that you're,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It was literally like, it's just success is just for me getting off my couch. And I thought, how many people in general are going through that and have gone through that over the last couple of years, and how many needed to hear that?
Yeah. No, that's so powerful. And that's what I love about the podcast. If you haven't heard it, you have to listen to it. And I have to tell you, I know that was kind of a shining moment for you, in addition to obviously getting a chance to really spread the word about PureFlix this year. For me, one of the things we did, there was another podcast series. It was part of the PureFlix podcast, but it was the Vindication podcast series that we put together. And I'll tell you, I wasn't sure what to make of it. I knew it was going to be fun. My friend Lucas Miles co-hosted it with me. But I actually had a real blast with this. And I'm sure you can probably relate to this. I come from the journalism side. You come from the entertainment side. I had never really broken down a show, like down to the brass tacks of what is going on, what are the lessons in it, like episode by episode. And that's what we did on the Vindication podcast. That's another one you can find if you go and listen to the Pureflix podcast. But we had a chance to even like speculate about the characters and who they are and where are they going to be in the next episode. And that was really fun. I had not done anything like that. So it wasn't emotional like Women in My World in terms of driving home those lessons. I mean, there are lessons there, but it was a real fun opportunity to look differently at art and to kind of see how things are put together and all that. So that for me was a fun highlight this year. And it highlighted original content, which, you know, for those who are Pureflix fans and you follow what we do, there has been an increase in original content, and we're going to see more of that. We had Vindication, as I just mentioned, as a series. Season 2 was on the platform. We had God's Not Dead, We the People on the platform. So, and that was a film. And so there's going to be more of that going into the next year. You know, what was your take on Vindication? Were you sort of shocked at how the series, I don't even know, I don't want to give too many spoilers if people haven't watched it, but were you sort of shocked with where it was going?
Well, yeah, actually I was. But before we go there, I have to ask you, like, who was your favorite person to interview? And who, because there's so many different characters on it, right? And so you're kind of watching them as these characters on this, you know, this procedural, right? It's like this cop show. So what was one of your favorite interviews, and who really took you back and kind of went, wow, you know, I just never pictured you like that, because that's not your character at all?
Oh, that's such a good question. You know, I have to say, the only person I really didn't get a chance to talk with was the actress who plays Doris, you know, his mom, which I would love to talk with her because that would be so interesting. And I loved that character. I loved the story arc with her. So I would say Todd Terry was really, and he's obviously the star of the show, was my favorite person to talk with, because Todd has done so much in the acting world, a lot of different types of roles. And I really love Detective Travis, the character he plays. I love the fact that he's so real. And again, if you haven't watched this series, check it out, because he's a detective. Obviously, that's a tough job. Who goes through sort of in season one, not really having a tight-knit faith at all, then finds faith. In season two, you watch him start to live that out. And it was just so real to me. And then knowing that Todd is a Christian, and obviously in real life, working in Hollywood, seeing that connection and watching him play that out and getting to talk to him about it was really fun. And we did an after show, actually, with a good chunk of the cast, and got to kind of break it all down. And what I love about this, and you know this as a person who's creating this content many times, there's such a heart behind these projects, right? And so many times in Hollywood, there's not really a heart behind things. It's just to scare you or to, you know, get you on edge or whatever, or make you laugh. But this content goes so much deeper. And, you know, I'd love for you to even speak to that a little bit, because as a content creator, how much more heart goes into putting movies and shows together when there's a mission behind it?
Yeah, well, and that's such a great question. And I will say, I think with Vindication, you know, Jared, who created the show and is the writer and director, and I mean, you just see Jared doing all of these incredible things, but he really does have a mission, the mission to tell great stories, but to influence the culture, to give people something really interesting to watch and entertaining, and at the same time to share a message of the gospel through, because so many of the things that he deals with on Vindication are true to each and every one of us on a daily basis that we may be going through. So I love that he tackled it in the way of a procedural and a cop show that really is entertaining for people to watch. And so, and I think for me, you know, it's such a great question. I think we really do think about, I know at least for myself and other people in the creative space behind the camera, we're always thinking about how are we going to influence the culture? Who are we speaking to? What's the demographic? What are they going through? How are we putting also not only the time into who is behind the camera telling these stories, but also the time that we really want to influence the culture from the front of the camera? So, and what I mean by that is the talent. Who is the talent that we're putting out there that they can really actually be an influence for Christ, an influencer for Christ? And I think that's something as entertainers, as Christians, as people that are wanting to see better for ourselves and our kids, we need to also be reminded that not only the people that are creating the content behind it, but in front of it, they need to be influencing so that our kids have the opportunity to follow, movers and shakers in the culture that really can inspire them, not because they're film people, but because they're Christ followers first who are doing what they love and what they're called to do because there's a purpose behind it. You know, the Madeline Carrolls of this world, the Cozies, so many of the different ones that I know that are doing this because they really are doing it to influence the generation that they're speaking to. And that's something we all need to be more aware of.
That's huge. And I think it speaks into what everything you just said speaks into what has made, I've been with PureFlix for 4 to 5 years now in different forms as either a host or even working as director of communications and being on staff and watching this community. And all of you watching this, you are a part of that community. And it's a community that is centered on everything you just described, right? That the connection with Christ, the faith that we hold and the lives that we live as a result of that. And when it comes to the entertainment, those lessons, and there are times, you know, we want to be entertained always, right? That's what we do when we look for entertainment, right? is to laugh and to cry and all that. But we also, you know, we want to leave with a message. And so the community rallies around that. And I love that because it's such a rare thing, not just in entertainment, but in life to have that kind of community. I don't know if you want to respond to that at all, but that's been amazing for me.
Yeah, I think that is something. And I do love that about PureFlix. I do really love that. That is part of their mission, their journey, is to make sure that they're creating content that inspires and tells really great stories, but it's also their mission to know that the people that they also put in front of the camera, that they're influencing. They've been given platforms that should be God honoring and that do reach the mass. And you know, I think it's so funny. I remember when I was in North Carolina last year, and actually it was at the end of 2020. And I was meeting with a group that was looking at, they were starting the process of investing in the Women in My World because it's a nonprofit. And one of the women that was sitting there said, and I thought this was really, I just loved her transparency in it. She said, I only want to give money to organizations that actually think about how they're going to impact my kids. And wow. That means what you do in entertainment impacts my children, because when they look at who you're casting in your films, they follow those people. They follow their journey. They are influenced by them. And it was really something that was very important to her in the mission of what she was doing with her money. And she said, you know, that's part of my mission or my ministry, to be able to give, but to impact culture in a positive way. And we're not doing that enough. And I think about that with PureFlix, and I think they really do try to set that that in motion, that they are influencing a culture not only behind the camera but also in front of it. And how do we continue to keep that mission going so that each and every viewer that streams on the platform really can, you know, I mean, it's kind of funny that I'm saying this, but have faith in their entertainment, right?
Like, yeah, that's, yeah, it's really a great tagline.
It's the tagline, yeah. Right? But when you think about it, it's so true. You know, we want to be able to turn something on and be able to watch it as a family, or a mother daughter, or a daughter or a son, you know, and a father, or vice versa. And we want to be able to know that we're safe. And I think PureFlix is really, really set out on a mission to make that happen. And I am very proud that we are part of that mission.
Yeah, I mean, that is the thing, you know, for me, being afraid as a parent of, you know, what is my kid looking at on her tablet, and always being on top of that, because I want, you know, listen, the Bible tells us this, what you put into your eyes, what you see, you know, it's a window really into your heart. And so that is why entertainment is so important. The things in this country that have changed, the secular pushes in this country, they've really come as a result of what people are taking in and what's being filtered out there, and or rather not filtered. And so being a part of that is amazing. And I just want to highlight a couple of things that are coming, you know, to PureFlix, because there's some really exciting new content. Never Heard is a drama that's going to be coming. It's about a father and a son, and they have this relationship, and their relationship is strained, and it's a faith story. There's also Rockin' on Heaven's Door, which is a really unique docu-series, and it's going to be interviews with, you know, rock stars, famous musicians, about their faith, which is really kind of fun. I love getting a chance to kind of peek behind the curtain at people's lives and who they are. It's one thing to see a person, right? Even in the Christian music world, you see all these artists, but where did they come from? Like, what's their backstory? That's just the journalist in me wanting to know those things. And so with Rockin' on Heaven's Door, we get a chance to explore some of that. There's Sons of Thunder Redemption, which is a spinoff of Sons of Thunder that comes in January. That's going to be an original series that I think people will really enjoy. And Nothing is Impossible. It's a basketball drama that is also coming. And here's an exciting one. People have been asking for years about Revelation Road, when the fourth one is coming. There is a new Revelation Road series that is scheduled for production, and so many other things. Destination Heaven, which is a series. One Question for God, which is another series. So there's a lot of great content coming in 2022. I think it's going to be an even bigger year, and I'm excited about that. But I want to share a scripture, because I have to be honest, you know, for us in my house and in our lives, 2021, I think a lot of people out there can relate to this, much like 2020, it's been a tough year. You know, there's been a lot that's gone on, and I often think through different scriptures that bring me peace in the midst of uncertainty. And, you know, to keep this very positive, though, you know, you get kind of a fresh start at a new year. And as we're looking into 2022, I wanted to just read Jeremiah 29:11, which I know is a verse that most Christians know. We've encountered it, right? We've seen it. If you've read the Bible, you know it. And in Christian culture, it's popular. But the verse reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And, you know, just reflecting on God's will in our lives, and no matter what happens, that we can find trust and peace and hope in Him. And I wanted to throw that scripture out there, because I know for a lot of people, and I know for our family, it's been one that has given us peace this year, Sherry.
Yeah, well, and it's so good, because really that's what we have to rely on, right? We have to rely and lean into Him and go, "You have a plan for my life, and it is to be hope." You know, that plan, you want it to be hopeful and joyful, but it might be filled with a lot of things that are not. But so I love that. It's one of my favorite verses. And I think more people, when they lean into that scripture and know that God really does have a plan, He would never leave them nor forsake them, no matter what it looks like in our time and what we're going through. He really is with us. And I love that. Well, I was thinking about that too, because we were talking a little bit about some scripture verses and things that empower us. And I have one I would love to share with you as well. And if that's okay with you, I would love to
go for it. I would love to hear it.
A moment. Well, of course, with Jeremiah, I mean, I think that's one of my all-time favorites. And I literally have that tacked up in different places of my house, because there's always a reminder when you say, "Oh gosh, why did that just happen?" And I have to like turn around and look at that verse and go, because the Lord knows the plans He has for me, you know, and what's going on. And so, you know, as I've gone through every year, and it becomes a time of reflection as we launch into the new year, I was thinking to myself, the Lord has had me in all these different places this year, and also very much in my Bible in different places. And but what He took me back to this year was the book of Acts. And it was really interesting, because there's so many incredible scripture verses in the book of Acts as well. But my life verse is in the book of Acts. And it hit me, and I thought, well, this really is still part of who I am. And I really believe what our culture also needs to be reminded of. And it's Acts 20:24. And I'll read it too, because it is dear and dear to my heart. But it says, "But I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I have received from the Lord Jesus, to testify solemnly of the gospel of God's grace." And so I just think that that is really, and it goes so much with what you just shared, Billy, with Jeremiah 29:11, is that he has a plan for us. And really our life is to continue to minister and to finish the course that he's set before each and every one of us. And in the times that we're in right now is to really share the message of God's grace. And so often that is just through personal testimony. And just like you said, it's been a tough year, and I hope people really are reminded of those two scripture verses and just reminded that the more that they can testify to God's grace and goodness, the more people get to see that and hear that, and they get to taste and see for themselves.
That is such a great scripture, because it also reminds us too of the fact that it's not about us. It's so easy to get sucked into. Not that our lives, of course our lives matter and God cares about everything we go through, but that it's about reaching other people for him, and it's about honoring him and those commandments of love God and love others, right? That first one people sometimes forget, you know, we love others because we love God, but that those two things are so essential, and that, again, that ties right into the plan, right? God has a plan for our lives. And, you know, it's not just to get rich and to get famous or to be super successful at your job only, no matter what it is. It's to honor him in all that we do. And so with that said, I have to ask you, are there any previews you want to give for what people can expect for the Women in My World? You know, is there anything you want to tease that might be coming this year, or just even in general, what you're planning for the show?
Well, I'm very, very excited for this new year. So we're going to be launching our website coming up in the beginning of the year, The Women of My World. And like I said, it is a nonprofit. And so we're very excited to see what God's going to do. We did give our first gift away last year to a woman in entertainment, a young woman. We were able to give her a wonderful check that she could use to continue her education and training as a talent in front of the camera. And we are hopeful to continue to do that again. And we are going to be bringing many women to the platform. I've got Lex Benedict, who is an editor, a special effects woman who does movies across the board, lots of movies on the PureFlix platform as well. A lot of times we don't think about these women that are sitting in little rooms behind the camera, and they're doing all these visual effects and sound effects and how they're using their talents. But one of the things I love about her as well is she's a mentor. And she is mentoring quite a few women on how to become a special effects and editor in the entertainment business. I have a woman who is a nurse who runs a facility actually here in Arizona where I'm at right now. And she has been in health for a long time, but is also an educator. She runs a huge surgical center. She is a Christ follower, a mom, you name it, just to be an encouragement about what God has done in her life. I've got some really special guests. I've got Anna Redman. I will have some more incredible. I have Macy McLean coming to the platform.
She's great.
Different women that we love and want to see and hear from. And there's some women that want to come on and just share how God is moving them in their home and how they're ministering, how they've left the workforce to now engage primarily in their home so that they can take on the role of teaching. Education-wise, after what all we've gone through in our country. And so there are going to be some really special guests with lots of powerful information and testimonies that I know will move the listeners and empower them to maybe even make decisions that they've been thinking about needing or wanting to make. So they need to join us there. We're going to do giveaways. We're going to do a big Women in My World event at NRB this year. We had one right before COVID. We had almost 100 women from Nashville that impact our media across the board that we highlighted, and they engaged with women that came to the event. And we're going to do that again. And we are going to start really empowering women through the media. So we're excited to see what 2022 has in store for us.
That's amazing. And I can tell you that the PureFlix podcast is going to have even more guests on, you know, a lot of these series that we mentioned. You're going to be seeing people from those series. You're going to be hearing from them on the podcast. And I can also tell you that there is going to be a Sons of Thunder Redemption podcast, you know, series, just like there was for Vindication. So I'm excited about that. And there's so much more. Make sure, if you're not already a member, head over to pureflix.com, sign up, and follow us on Facebook. You know, if you're watching this, you may be watching it on Facebook. Make sure you're following the page, and it's just, you know, facebook.com/ PureFlix. Follow us on all of the social media channels. And Sherry, if you wouldn't mind, can you close us out in prayer today?
I would love to, but before I do that, I have to tell them one more thing, and I forgot about this, and it should be the number one thing. Some of the women that are coming to the Women in My World, Kim Dolan Leto, she's got an incredible show for exercise and just, I mean, I am so blown away by some of the women that are on the PureFlix platform. So she's going to be one of them in the new year, and nobody wants to miss this because I know we are all going to be coming off of Christmas and we're going to need to have that person, woman in our lives, the woman in our world to tell us it's time to get back to exercise and healthy eating so we can do healthy living.
So she's great. Kim is great.
But I would love to pray for us and encourage everybody that's listening and just to pour into their year. So yeah, thank you. Lord God, I just thank you so much. I thank you for first and foremost, my dear friend, Billy, and his heart, Lord. And I thank you that you have put him in a place to influence a culture through journalism, through podcasts, through relationships, Lord God. And I thank you for that. I ask that you would give him great favor and anointing so he can continue to go out and do what you've called him to do, Lord God. And I thank you for PureFlix and the platform and the family that you've established, Lord God, and all the projects that you are bringing to the table. I thank you, Lord, that you continue to move on people's hearts to create great content, that you will bring talent behind the camera and in front of the camera, that you would give us great vision and wisdom so that we can continue to bring faith-filled entertainment that really does lift up the viewer to encourage them to see who you are through powerful stories. And I thank you for each and every one that's on this platform, Lord God, and that's listening today. I ask that you would just give them a hedge of protection around their lives, that you would empower them, that you would give them a new season for such a time as this. And I just ask, Lord, that they would keep their eyes lifted to you and know for a fact that you do have a plan for them. We love you, Jesus, and we thank you for all that you're about to do. In your precious holy name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sherry. It was great catching up with you and everyone else. Again, head over to pureflix.com, and we're very excited for 2022. We hope you have an amazing, amazing new year.
Yay. Thank you.
Did you know you can access thousands of entertaining and inspiring faith and family-friendly TV shows, movies, and original series? It's simple. Just log on to PureFlix.com right now to start your free trial. From kids' content to some of the most uplifting films, we've got your entire family covered. Sign up today.
And that rounds out this episode of the PureFlix podcast. There was so much to reflect on and be grateful for in 2021. Thanks again to Sherry Rigby for joining me. And I am so pumped for 2022 to be able to be a part of this brand, of what PureFlix is doing, and just to be able to bring this content to people, faith and family-friendly entertainment. So many of us have been looking for this content, and now PureFlix is delivering it. Head over to PureFlix.com, grab your free trial, and watch. There is so much great content to consume. And listen, check in every week and listen to this show. You can also watch the video version of our PureFlix Insider over at facebook.com/PureFlix. So follow us there if you're not. And this show is actually part of the Edify Podcast Network. We are on the Edify app. It's E-D-I-F-I. If you're looking for podcasts that are Christian in nature and, you know, just Christian podcasts, you download that app, Edify, and you'll find the PureFlix podcast in many other shows that you could check out today. Again, it's E-D-I-F-I, and we are honored to be a part of that network. I hope you will tune in next week for another episode of the PureFlix podcast.
That's all for today's podcast. You can follow PureFlix on Facebook at facebook.com/PureFlix and on Twitter at PureFlix. And be sure to log on today to PureFlix.com for thousands of faith and family-friendly movies and TV shows. Thanks for listening to the PureFlix podcast.